This tiny three-letter word was forbidden in so many of our families. Saying lie was like swearing. But there's a reason we were raised to never say it. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Respecting elders has roots in African cultures pre-slavery. We value family. But there's another tradition. Black parents raising their children to follow orders and bite their tongues. And that's tied to racial etiquette during Jim Crow, starting with the word lie. Many of our parents were raised and raised us never to say the word lie as children, especially not to elders. Alternatives like telling a story or fib were household staples instead. And that was a key way to practice surviving in Jim Crow, using these etiquette rules. Don't curse at white people. Don't imply you're smarter than white people. Don't eat with white people. Don't show public displays of affection in front of white people. Don't forget to call white people sir, ma'am, mister, or miss. And under no circumstances were you to call a white person a liar or even imply that they were. Meanwhile, whites constantly assumed black people to be liars, shackling our identity to criminality, laziness, and cowardice. But their superiority over us was the biggest lie of all. We need to understand the history and purpose behind the traditions we carry on today. Because in our liberated future, Black parents teach their children respect without having to fear anti-Black violence. Think back. How do you think your childhood would have been different? In order to move towards the future, you have to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.